Story and a song, story and a song, words and music, they belong. Story and a song, story and a song, hope that you will sing along.
Kia ora, I'm Tanya Batt.
And I'm Peter Forster.
And we'd like to welcome you to A Story and a Song, a storytelling podcast for children from the Bat Cave. I think so. I can see some people there.
I can see people.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hello everyone. Happy 2024.
Hi there.
That's right. Hey everyone. It's a new year. Well, there's lots of different types of years.
What do you mean?
Well, not everybody starts the new year at the same time.
Ah.
You know, Matariki, that's the Māori New Year, that starts in June, in the middle of winter.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's lots of different types of New Year.
Ah.
But we're having a New Year, we've just had a New Year. Actually, we're nearly a month into the New Year already. Have you all been having good holidays? Nobody's melted, it's been very hot. It's been very hot on our little island here on Waiheke.
Yeah, too hot for little lambs with wool.
Yeah. And Tanya's got a sore ear.
Oh, has Pete been talking to you too much?
No, it's not Pete. It's swimming. I went swimming and I got water in my ear and now it's all blocked up. Does anyone get that when they go swimming and then their ears get blocked? Yeah, Frankie gets that.
I don't have that problem because I don't swim.
No. We should probably really teach you how to swim, Batlam. Yeah.
All right. Are we going to have a dragon story?
No, because it's something else to celebrate.
What?
Well, today happens to be a celebration. Well, not for everyone in Australia. It's quite controversial, Australia Day these days, which is good. It's good to have conversations and discussions about things. But you might remember that I grew up in Australia.
Oh, yeah, when you were a little lamb.
Well, I was never
really... Was Tanya a little lamb?
I don't know if I was ever a little lamb, but I was, you know, Frankie and Jude and Maya's age once, yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, and you lived in Australia. Where?
Well, lots of different places in Australia. But when I was 3 or 4 years old, we moved to the outback of Australia where there are lots of interesting animals.
Oh, like sheep?
Yeah, well, they're not one of the indigenous animals of Australia, though there's plenty of sheep there now.
Ah, what kind of animals did you see?
Oh, lots of animals like kangaroos and wombats and lizards and snakes. And in fact, I was just thinking of a little song that we used to sing.
Ah, it's not that Waltzing Matilda one that's got my cousin in it.
No, there's nothing with sheep in it. It's actually got a bird in it called a kookaburra.
Kookaburra.
Oh.
Yeah, kookaburra.
Are they actually, those birds that laugh in a funny way?
Yeah, they go. I don't know if any of you have heard kookaburras before. Let me see if I can do a kookaburra. Kookaburras, they go.
Pretty
wow,
good.
Wow, you're a kookaburra.
Do you reckon you can do that, Batlam? That was the best sheep kookaburra impersonation I've ever seen, Batlam. I don't know. Are you all trying it at home if you can do the kookaburra? Are you trying whether you can do... Actually, the kookaburra is related to the kotari.
Oh, yeah, it's the same family.
It is. It's a
kingfisher.
It's a kingfisher.
It's like a big, fat
kingfisher.
Yeah.
So this is my kookaburra song.
Okay. How does the kookaburra song go? I hope it's not as noisy as they're laughing.
Okay, it goes like this. It goes, kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Laugh, kookaburra, laugh. Kookaburra, happy your life must be.
Huh.
Can I join in?
Yeah, right, you can join in.
All right.
What about me?
Yeah, you can do the, I tell you what, you do the laugh bits, Batlam.
Okay. Laugh, laugh.
Okay, you got your bit. All right, so here we go. It goes like this. Toru ba.
Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Merry, merry king of the bush is he. Laugh, kookaburra, laugh. Kookaburra, happy your life must be.
And guess what? You can sing this one as a round.
Oh, let's do that. Come on then.
Why do you have to go round and round while you sing it?
Yeah, we turn round and round and round.
No, we're not going to go round and round. No, it's a way of singing things, okay? Pete and I will show you, okay? You have a little listen, Bat Lamb. It goes like this. Kookaburra sits in the old gum tree. Mary, Mary, king of the bushes.
Mary, Mary, king of the bushes.
Kookaburra, happy your life must be.
Kookaburra, happy your life must be.
Oh, that's a round. Wow, that's cool. I guess he must be pretty happy.
Yeah. It must be pretty nice to live up in a tree. Yeah. So I thought we would start off with a story from Australia, an Indigenous Australian story that's told down in the sort of southeastern part of Australia. And I don't know if I've told you before, but some of the first stories that I got told and I knew as a child and can remember as an adult are Australian Aboriginal stories. And there are lots of different Aboriginal groups in Australia, and they all have their stories. But this is an Aboriginal story that I have known for a very long time, and it's about
a kookaburra!
No, it's about a frog.
Oh,
a frog. Yeah, a frog. Okay, so I tell you what, Bat Lamb, because I'm going to kind of need a bit more space. You might have to sit down over there while I tell this story.
Does the frog have a name?
Yeah, the frog is called Tiddalik.
Tiddalik. Wow, I don't think I've ever met a frog called Tiddalik before.
And I'm going to play a new instrument that
I've
got called a mountain dulcimer.
Yeah, Pete's got a new instrument. Are you going to show everyone your new instrument? It does even look a bit like a mountain. Like a really pointy mountain. That's cool, isn't it? A different instrument. We haven't seen our frogs this year much, have we?
No, they've been really quiet.
No, they must be hiding like Tiddalik. So, once, long, long ago in June time, under a great big rock, out in the middle of the desert, there lived a teeny tiny little frog. In fact, if you held your hand out like that, this little frog would be able to sit in the palm of your hand. And that frog's name was Tiddalik. And one hot day, a bit like the hot days we've been having recently, Tiddalik stretched one of his arms out from under the rock. Oh, but it was so hot. Whoop! He pulled it back in again. Then he stretched his other arm. Might even be a leg. I think they got four legs rather than two arms and two legs. Out from underneath the rock. Too hot. Whoop! Pulled it back in again. And he stretched his hind leg back. Ooh! So hot. Whoop! Pulled it back in again. Other leg. Ooh! Too hot. Whoop! Pulled it back in again. And then Tiddalik, he poked his head out from underneath the rock. Ooh! With his big googly frog eyes that frogs have. And out he hopped. And he looked around and he said,
I'm very, very thirsty.
And so he went down to the creek, which is like a little stream. He went hoppity, 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 hop down to the creek. And when he got down to the creek, he went to the water's edge and he opened his mouth and he he drank all the water in the creek. Ow! Yeah, that's a lot of water, isn't it, Jude? And you can imagine he wasn't so little anymore. With all that water inside him, he was a bit bigger. But he said,
I'm still very thirsty.
So he headed on down to the waterhole, to the billabong. He went hoppity, 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 hop. And when he got down to the water hole, he went down to the water's edge and he opened his mouth and... he drank all the water in the water hole. You think that would have been enough water, wouldn't you? No, he was so thirsty, he said, I'm still thirsty. And so he went to the river. Hoppity, 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 hop. And he got to the river's edge and he opened his mouth wide and... you guessed it. He drank all the water in the river. And guess what? He was still thirsty. It must have been very hot. Sometimes I feel like that. It's so hot, doesn't it? So he went hoppity, 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 hop down to the lake. And he drank all the water in the lake as well. Now you can imagine he's drunk all the water in the creek, all the water in the water hole, all the water in the river, and all the water in the lake. He wasn't a little frog anymore. He was like a great big mountain of a frog. He was so filled with water. It's probably kind of a bit wobbly. He had so much water in him that all he could do was sit with his mouth totally shut. Because if he opened his mouth, all the water would have gone rushing out. And that's what Tiddalik was doing when all the other animals started to wake up. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm usually a bit thirsty. And one of the first things I do is go and have a drink of water. So it was the same with all the other animals. The kangaroo, the dingo, the snake, the goanna. When they woke up, they were all like, oh, we're thirsty. And so they went down to the creek. But the creek was dry. And they were like, oh, that's not good. And so they said, we'll go down to the water hole. They went down to the water hole, but no water in the water hole either. To the river. No water in the river. To the lake. There was not a drop of water to be had anywhere. The animals were very puzzled and very hot and thirsty, and they were wondering what on earth had happened to all the water when Kangaroo looked up and saw a mountain that didn't used to be there. A very distended, wobbly-looking mountain, a Tiddalik-shaped mountain. And Kangaroo pointed her paw and she said, oh, look! I think I know what's happened with all the water. Look, that big mountain over there, it's not a mountain. It's Tiddalik the frog. Tiddalik's drunk all the water. And all the animals looked, and sure enough, they could see that that mountain had big goggly eyes and little webbed fingers. And they all said, hey, Tiddalik, give us back the water. We're thirsty too. You can't keep it all yourself. But Tiddalik... and they went over and they tried kind of pushing him and poking him. But no, the water would not come out. And the animals, they gathered together and they had a little bit of a conversation about what they could do to get the water back.
Oh, well, I reckon we'll have to get him to open his mouth.
Yeah, but his mouth's way up there. How are we going to get to his mouth? Maybe we can think of something we can do to get him to,
oh, I know. What do we get him to? Get him to laugh.
Get him to laugh, because like with the kookaburra, when you laugh, you open your mouth, don't you? Unless you're sort of like a... yeah, no, you got to have a good old like... kookaburra laugh, eh? So, all the animals started to think about funny things they could do that could make Tiddalik laugh. Maybe they knew some funny jokes. Maybe they could pull some funny faces. Yeah? So one by one, the animals took their turns. Kangaroo was the first. Kangaroo started to do crazy jumping up and down. Boing, boing, bow! Boing, boing, bow! Boing, boing, bow! All the other animals thought that was pretty funny. Look at Kangaroo! Not Tiddalik, Tiddalik just sat there like this. Oh. So, Kookaburra. Kookaburra thought maybe he could laugh like a kookaburra. And, you know, sometimes when some people laugh, that makes you laugh as well, especially if they've got an unusual laugh. So Kookaburra tried laughing. But, nope, Tiddalik just sat there. No water. So, Goanna. Goanna said,
I got an idea.
Goanna's are very good at climbing trees. So Goanna ran up a tree, went out to the end of the branch, and then jumped off. Wow! A flying Goanna. Was he all right when he hit the ground? Oh, yep. I think so. All the other animals laughed, but not Tiddalik. Tiddalik just sat there. Wombat decided that she would do roly-polies across the ground. She curled herself up and she went roly-poly, roly-roly-roly-roly, poly-poly-poly, roly-poly-roly-poly-roly-poly-roly-poly. Nope. Still Tiddalik. Emu. Emu pulled a funny face. Emu went, la, 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 la. No. One by one, the animals, they tried, but nothing they did made Tiddalik laugh. And at last, the only animal who hadn't had a turn was snake. Yes, lots of people don't like snakes very much, but I quite like snakes. Australia has some pretty cool snakes. You want to stay away from the really poisonous ones. And you know, snakes, they kind of usually slither along the ground, but snake managed to balance on the end of her tail, and she started to kind of do this weird sort of hoolery twisty kind of dance, and she was tying herself up in knots, and she looked so weird, so unusual, that Tiddalik went and when Tiddalik laughed, all the water came rushing out of his mouth like a great big waterfall. And it cascaded down onto the earth and it rushed back into the creek and it rushed back into the waterhole and it rushed back into the river and into the lakes. And now all the animals could drink. But now all the water had left Tiddalik. Tiddalik was a very teeny tiny little frog once again. So tiny that he could fit under a rock. And he went hop, hop, hop back under his rock. And to this very day, that's where you can find Tiddalik the frog. Even in very dry places where you would think that there's no water, you might always find a little frog under a rock. So that is a story. celebrate Australia Day and to acknowledge the First Nations people of Australia, the Australian Aboriginal people, who were in Australia for like a very long time before
40,000 years.
No, I think it's up to about 70,000 years now. Oh. Yeah, very long time. So that's probably a really old story, that one. Tiddalik the frog who drank all the water. I hope we don't have a summer like that. where the water gets drunk up by the sun and it gets so hot and dry, there's no water for anything else. Such an important thing, isn't it, water? You know all about it when it's hot.
Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to be part of our podcasts, you can join the Bat Cave or support us by purchasing books and audios from our website, www.imagined-worlds.net.